Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chaladav Base and the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Risha, the middle of Aloha Aleph. We ended the previous daf by saying that you have five meaning that there's Chayav and Chalok because they become Chometz, they leaven, but the other meaning do not become Chometz, never not Chayav and Chalok. But then we learned this thing called Megara. Megara means if you have wheat or you have barley and you join with the wheat or the barley something like rice, then also the rice is bechametz, and therefore it's chayav and chala joins together. Says the Gemara in the base of Mudal on top of Hilo b'shem Shim Elokish, lo yishanino say iso minachitim uminaoyves, ve'eino nigro lemachitim milvat. The only items that join together to become one iso is wheat together with rice, and the only thing was megara is the wheat. If you have barley, barley is not megara. Not as the Gemara said in the previous daf. It's only wheat that's megara, and the only thing that's megara is oiris. The only thing you could join it together is the rice. Says the Gemara now, Maushi chavim al koli shalom shuchodesh. We mentioned rice. Now, what's the reason the rice on its own is not chav and chalo? Because it's not mechametz, doesn't leaven. What about koli? Koli means when you dry the wheat, barley, rice, when it's still, you dry it in the oven, you don't let it become dough. Then all these items do not become chametz. They all do not leaven. So if so, should there be any difference between the chita soira and the oiris? Meaning the same way we find that the isur of chadosh is in everything which is bread, but the isur chadosh is also on koli, which never became bread. So if koli has isur chadosh by the five meaning, it should have isur chadosh by other meaning as well. Says the Gemara, Omar of Zeir Ktiv, Velechem, Vekoli, Vekarman. The Pasuk, you mentioned bread, and you mentioned Koli, this dry, young seeds. Lo yitoich, you can't eat. Avshech, et shechavim al lechem shloi, if you have on the bread, mishum chodosh, because of chodosh, chavim al koli shloi mishum chodosh. So then Koli also says dinu chodosh. Et shein chavim al lechem shloi mishum chodosh, et chavim al koli shloi mishum chodosh. In other words, it's a hekesh. Whatever the bread becomes chodosh, because it becomes bread, so you have also dinu koli. Rice that never becomes bread because it never leavens, so also it does not become there's no isur chadosh even on the koli, even by the koli part, there's no difference between the rice and wheat or barley. Says the more now, if you meet a boy, kamir of zero, if you're asked for of zero, and I'm going to use here the gear of Chayim. So, what he did was the shear of chalas, we'll see later, is five quarters of a kaf. You have to have five quarters to be chayav. Here you have only four quarters. So if you have only four quarters, it's not chayav and chal. So you took four quarters of wheat, you put them together, and let it leaven. There's no chiyuv chal. And v'habas kavim v'ri atzman v'yerva. Then he took another four kavim of what? Of rice. Four quarters of rice. And he let that become chametz on its own. So the question is, will the rice join the wheat now to be chayav and chal? So it says the Gemara, using again the use of Chaim. When the chiyuv of challah comes, which when it became dough, then it was only four quarters. Now, yes, when you join the rice later, so that's more than four quarters, and usually we'll join together, but that was not in the time of the chimutz. Now at the time when you leavens. As Reb Chaim explains, what's the reason the rice when it joins wheat is chayav? Because then the rice also leavens together with the wheat. But here the wheat was already ready to become chametz before the rice joined it. So now it's too late and the rice does not become chametz, it does not chayav and chala. Says the Gemara, Omer Leh, they were now using again a Yusuf of Chaim that we don't have here in the Gemara. Omer Leh, Reminoi Kori Lechem. You're right, they're now roy to become chametz, but they still have the name of Lechem, of bread. So they're chayav and chala. So the one who asked the question was Rav Yirmiyah. And the one who answers Rav Zeir, Rav Yirmiyah understood that once it became chometz, it's too late. And Rav Zeir said, no, it still has the name of lechem. Says the Gemara, this is the machlokes we saw in the previous daf. Asked the Rav Yirmiyah in the previous daf, care of Yirmiyah, like a question of Yirmiyah over here. Continues the one that base on base, but the Rav Yirmiyah, care of Zeir. And Rav Yirmiyah in the previous daf goes like Rav Zeir over here in the answer. What was the machlokes the previous daf? What is the source of the Torah? What's the definition of what chal is? Is it because it says arisoy sechem? Or because you learned lechem lechem for Pesach that it has to be something which comes l'day chimutz? So you may look like this, says the Gemara. Asyo, there of Yoyinu Kav Yirmiyo. Rav Yoyinu goes like Rav Yirmiyo. Come on, Rav Yirmiyo, how much here Karui Lechem? Kachav Yoyinu, how much here Karui Lechem? They both learn it needs to be something which is Lechem, which means it comes like the Echimutz. So because that comes like the Echimutz, when the rice joined the bread, it was too late. That means when the time of Chimutz came, the rice does not combine with the wheat. The Rav Yoyinu gives here, Rav Zehiro, and Rav Yoyinu goes in the Shito like Rav Yoyinu in the previous daf. According to them, it goes based on the drush or whatever is called bread. So you're saying rice together with wheat is called bread. That you learn from the word arisoisachim, which is the definition of bread by the name of bread. And the Gemara says, Asa de Rabbi Yosi, the Shita Rabbi Yosi, care of Hilo. Rav Hilo that we start the daf of today with. What does Rav Hilo say? That the only thing that joins together is rice together with wheat, not rice together with barley. What is the svar of Hilo? They both come in the chimutz. When rice joins wheat and when rice joins barley, they both becomes leavens. But you see from here, it's not because of leaven, because it has the name of bread. Rice together with wheat is called bread. Rice together with barley is not called bread. So the svar is the same. Says the Gemara, Afagav du poligalo, even though they are arguing. Because of Yasi Shita is that even rice together with barley is called bread. So he holds the rice can join barley. But the svar is the same, because they go based on the name and not based on chemutz. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman shoma kulun min ahan kyoyo. He learned from the following pasuk, the five meaning, the five types that are chayav and chala. What is the pasuk? It says a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayah. And says over there, v'som chito soiro use oiro nisman v'kusem ezgvuloso. That's Losh HaPasuk. So the Gemara comes in Darshat the Pasuk. V'som chito elu achitim. That's wheat. Shuro is a shibor lishul. That's the foxtail. That's the oatmeal. V'lamani ko shmo shuro. Why you call it shuro? She has suri kishur. It grows and rose. Soiro lisoim. That's barley. Nisman zeo ashifoin. That's the oats. V'kusem ezo akusmin. That's the kusmin, which is a spelt. Gvulosoi lechem. Atkan gvulosoi lechem. So the gvulosoi, the word, the pasuk says only the word gvulosoi. Say gvulosoi, what is gvulosoi referring to? Lechem. Until here it's lechem. That's the border. They say the only these types have a din of lechem to have chayav and chala. So the more lemedim in akabolo, okay, but that's the pasuk in Yeshayah. How can that teach you to toiro what's considered to be the five meaning of chayav and chala? We have simon mimadichtiv ve'asur lemishpot eloikov yurenu. That's the pasuk, right? In the next pasuk in Yeshayah, it says these words. The Yumiyasr to Mishpot Eloikov to teach the Mishpot of Hashem, Kamoshidvartur, as if the Novi is saying this is the definition of the Torah. Because he says in the Pasuk, the Mishpot Eloikov, the Mishpot of Hashem, I'm teaching you. So he's teaching you that's Torah. So the one now brings a Gata, this Pasuk, to teach me something else. We'll have Simon Elin share these women, the Amar Loinel Benin Lekrishna. So we're not going to take our children to learn Torah. Why? They say, In Chomili Melef, Melefu. So if he can learn, he's going to learn on his own. I'm not going to force him to go to school. If he's able to learn, he's going to do on his own. I don't have to force him. So loy avdin tavos, they're not doing right. Elava yisur l'mishpat elokav yirenu. It says in the pasuk, you have to be miyasser him to go to mishpat elokav, to go learn Torah, and only that way he's going to learn. The only way a kid can actually be interested in learning, so you have to push him to do it. He's not going to come and do it on his own. And that's another drasha you learn from this pasuk. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chala Dav Beis.